time now, 8:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic, starting with you, Heather.
Well, I cannot see the stretch of 201 freeway between 7200 West and 56th West, but I can tell you the on-ramp is at a standstill from 56th West to go east 201 freeway. Now, once you get past all that, the sun comes out, you're still under the speed limit between the west side belt and I-15 due to earlier crashes that have cleared, and it looks like our rollover crash southbound on the west side belt is in the clearing stages. Two right lanes are still closed, but looks like they're about to pull cones away, and then you just have to deal with the minor fender bender northbound on I-215 just before the I-80 west interchange. Eric?
New accident in Cottonwood Heights. This is at the intersection of Fort Union and Highland Drive, right there in the middle of the intersection. The direction that's going to be affected the most would be westbound on Fort Union itself, and looks like you're not going to be able to get through there. You'll have to be diverted while they clean that up. Down in Utah County, I-15 looking good northbound from Provo to the Point. Then beyond that, the I-15 trek is a good one as you head up towards Murray and South Salt Lake. Lynn Thomas?
Well, as you make your way, Box Elder County, still some snowy conditions in some areas, but moving well on I-15 now through Weber County and on through Davis County. Clearfield, Layton, and Kaysville all looking pretty good. Farmington, the slowing there has cleared up, and then you're smooth sailing past the refineries into downtown Salt Lake City. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. One price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at mercedesfarmington.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.